Hello there and welcome. You're listening to the Quick Devotional Podcast, brought to you by Brian Devotional, publisher of online devotions for Christian women. The Quick Devotional Podcast brings you bite-sized devotions from God's Word to bless your day. So join us beyond this podcast at www.briandevotional.com for resources to enrich your walk with Christ. So, hi again, and thank you for joining me on the journey through the book of Luke. Today we are on Luke 16 from verses 10 to 12. I feel like every time I think I've got this book figured out, I see something new, I learn something new, I'm challenged to think about things differently, and in all of it, I am growing. So thank you again for joining me on this journey through Luke. I feel so grateful that I can come share with you here all the amazing things that I'm learning so we can all grow together. So back to Luke 16 from verses 10 to 12. I'll read. Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much, and whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much. So if you have not been trustworthy in handling worldly wealth, who will trust you with true riches? And if you have not been trustworthy with someone else's property, who will give you property of your own? Luke here is challenging us today to think about how we are handling the things that God has entrusted to us. As humans, we like to ask for bigger, better blessings all the time. But today, though, we are looking at what we have right now. What tasks, what responsibilities, what blessings has God entrusted to you right now? And how are you handling them? Are you consistent? Are you faithful? Are you showing up when you need to, even when you don't feel like it? It might seem like no one ever notices you, but remember, we have a Heavenly Father who always sees and who is a faithful rewarder. Today is a call not to be perfect, but to be faithful, to be trustworthy in the little things. And here is a funny truth, right? Being faithful with little can sometimes feel like being asked to organize your sock drawer when all you really dream of doing is designing a whole clothing line. You know, it leaves you wondering how this tiny, seemingly insignificant task could ever lead to achieving grand visions. But it's in this moment, right, that we're being shaped, we're being prepared and tested, and it's in the mastery of the small acts. You know, things like meticulously matching your socks, like my example there, that we prove our readiness for more. We don't know how or when He will reward or bless, but we know that He will. Our Heavenly Father is a faithful rewarder. Luke 16:11 shines the spotlight on how we handle our money. You know, Luke calls it worldly wealth, and he's saying, if we cannot be trusted with worldly wealth, who then will trust us with true riches? I mean, it's safe to say that if you're lying, stealing, hoarding, scheming, or you know, being selfish with money, if you do not recognize and honor God as a source of your wealth, if your money decisions do not honor God, then you're selling yourself short, my friend. There is a reward for being faithful with the wealth we have now, however big, however small. Luke calls it worldly wealth because it is useful only in this world. So from this verse 11, we see that the reward for being trustworthy and faithful with our wealth is true riches. Now, true riches, this is more enduring than worldly wealth and cannot be bought. You know, it encompasses the riches of His grace, the blessings and promises of the covenant of grace, the Spirit of God, the peace that only He can give, a heavenly inheritance that does not fade away. So when we talk about true riches, we are talking about treasures that money cannot buy. And that's the kind of wealth that lasts eternally. So as we navigate our daily lives, you know, let's keep this in mind. The true measure of our faithfulness is not just in how we handle the big tasks, right? But in our diligence and integrity in the smallest of tasks. It's in the quiet moments away from the spotlight where our true character is revealed. And remember, our Father sees all and rewards accordingly. The challenge then is to live in such a way that we can be trusted with true riches, the kind that eternally enriches our souls. So as I wrap up this podcast today, I want to, encourage you to carry these thoughts with you, that being faithful in little is a first step towards being entrusted with much. It's about stewardship, integrity, and ultimately about our relationship with God. So whether it's about managing your finances, handling tasks at work, or even, taking care of your children, let's do it all with the dedication and faithfulness that honors Him. After all, it's in these seemingly small acts that our readiness for true riches is tested and proven. I really hope this blessed you today, and I hope you remember this as you go through your week. Have a fantastic week. God bless you.